Oh, honey, I'm not going to the Arctic. I'm only going to New York for a day or two.
Well, it does get a little cold.
Hey, Mom, Dad, the morning paper just came in. Look at it.
Phantom burglar strikes again. Oh, my goodness.
The Arthur P. Morris residence at 74 Oak Street was broken into and robbed of approximately $2,000 in valuables last night. Well, honey, that's the fourth robbery in the last 3 weeks in this neighborhood. I don't know that I ought to go and leave you and Dennis alone like this.
Oh, now, Henry, you know Mr. Wilson promised to keep an eye on us.
Sure, and don't forget, I'll be here as the man of the house to protect Mom, too.
That's right, dear.
Okay, man of the house. I'm depending on you to see that all the windows and doors are securely locked at night.
Hey, Dennis!
I'll be right there, Johnny!
Don't you worry, Dad. No dumb old robber's gonna bother Mom while a noisy kid like me's around.
On business, I'm gonna be the man of the house.
At our house, that just means you have to take out the garbage.
Right here, Tommy. I gotta protect my mom in case the phantom burglar comes around.
Gee, Dennis, in case you need any extra help protecting your mom while your pop's away, you can count on me.
Me too, Will Clobber.
Oh, Seymour, what could you do to a big, mean robber?
I could bite him.
You forgot this.
What's that, a kit for snake bites?
It's your cuff links. I put them all in one box.
Oh, thank you, honey.
Hey, Dad, the taxi's here.
Oh. I'll be right out.
Now, dear, please be careful and don't get in any drafts.
Aye, aye, sir. I won't even let him open a window on the plane.
Gee, when my dad leaves the house, he just pats my mom on the head.
My dad just pats the dog.
Coming.
For you, Dad. Hey, Dad, do you have any more thoughts through those magazines I'm trying to sell to get a free bicycle?
Yes, I have, and they're terrible. So long, son.
Bye, Dad.
Be a good boy. Bye, fellas.
Bye, Mr. Mitchell.
Are you going to bring me some fun?
Listen, Seymour. Why should my dad bring you something?
Maybe he likes me.
Oh, come on, you guys. Let's play cops and robbers.
But she is resting comfortably. Oh, thank goodness.
Hey, Mom!
Dennis, please, I'm on the phone. All right, Mrs. Melby, I'll get up there as soon as possible.
Well, up where as soon as possible, Mom?
That was Grandma Mitchell's next-door neighbor, dear. Grandma fell and hurt her leg.
Cheaper, she did?
Well, fortunately, not badly, but I feel we should get up there and see what we can do. Now, let's see, if we hurry, we can just make the 11:45 train.
Jeepers, I can't go, Mom. I gotta be here for my basketball game tomorrow.
Oh, dear. Well, what am I going to do with you?
Well, I'll stay here and be the man of the house.
Dennis, you can't stay here all by yourself.
Sure I can. I'm no little kid anymore.
Dennis, please. Hello, Eloise. This is Alice. I'm afraid I have something of a problem.
Well, what sort of problem, dear? Oh, of course he can, Alice.
Oh, thank you, Eloise. You're staying with the Wilsons tonight, dear.
Oh, boy. Maybe when Mr. Wilson gets sleepy, I'll be able to sell him some magazines.
Well, the only trouble is, Alice, I've been sleeping in the guest room because it is cold I'm getting over. Oh, but Dennis can sleep with John in our room. No, dear, I'm sure John won't mind.
Won't mind what, Eloise?
If Dennis sleeps in your room tonight.
No, I won't mind.
What? He says it sounds like fun, Alice.
Just a darn minute, Eloise.
Bye-bye, dear. Have a nice trip.
Eloise Wilson, are you out of your cotton-picking mind?
This is an emergency.
Emergency? I don't care if the sun has left its orbit and threatens to roast us alive by midnight. That boy is
now,
not...
Now, dear, Henry's mother hurt her leg, and Alice has to have some place to leave Dennis while she's away, because Henry's out of town, too.
What's wrong with their house?
Now, dear, you can't leave a boy Dennis's age alone.
Why not? She could tie him up or something. Eloise... That kid is not resting his pointed little head next to mine tonight, and that is final.
Oh, by the way, dear, if you get hungry in the night, just go downstairs and fix something for yourself.
Oh, boy, what kind of something?
Oh, any kind of something you find in the refrigerator.
Try to leave the light bulb. We just got a new one last week.
Night. Those sample magazines of mine are pretty swell, huh, Mr. Wilson?
Dennis, these are the worst, most idiotic publications I have ever seen. I Was Hanged, Though Innocent, and Other Family Stories. Weird Confessions featuring I Was a Teenage Great-Grandfather.
By the way, there's a special this week only. A lifetime subscription to any 5 magazines for 25 cents a week for 20 years.
20 years?
And if you die before the time's up, the magazines will keep coming to your next of kin for no extra charge.
Let's go to sleep.
Good night, Mr. Wilson.
Good night.
Good night, Sam.
Good night, Sam. Sam? Dennis? Is that frog in this room?
Yes, sir. He's in a shoebox underneath my bed, but he won't be any bother. Sam's one frog who sleeps like a horse.
Dennis, get that slimy creature out of this bedroom.
Okay, Mr. Wilson. Come on, Sam. Sam won't bother you anymore, Mr. Wilson. I put him out in the hall.
That's fine.
Mr. Wilson... It sure is a good thing we're such close friends, huh?
Yes, it is. Now, let's get some sleep.
Hey, what do you want me to do if I hear the phantom burglar downstairs?
Tell him to be quiet.
Let's see. Got my flashlight, my handcuffs, and my water gun that looks like a real one, just in case. Are you getting a little hungry, Mr. Wilson? I am.
All right. Police Department, Lieutenant Wheeler speaking.
Phantom burglar? You mean you're calling to give yourself up?
I'm not the phantom burglar. He's downstairs. I'm John Wilson.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, right away, Mr. Wilson. 620. Yeah. Yes. Yeah.
Car 68. Car 68, come in. Car 68, come in. Phony, wake up, you fathead.
Somebody call me?
Somebody call me?
Of course somebody called you. Mooney, were you eating again?
Oh, me? Of course not, Lieutenant.
Well, get right down to 625 Elm as a prowler report. And proceed with caution or you're liable to shoot yourself by mistake. And Mooney, try and stay awake for a change.
Yes, sir.
Louise. Louise, wake up.
What is it, John?
There's somebody downstairs.
What?
Listen.
Are you sure it isn't Dennis?
I forgot all about Dennis. Yes, I might have known.
Hi. You people get hungry too?
We're not quite yet, dear.
Dennis, the next time you get up, I wish you'd let me know.
John! Someone went past the window.
Someone with a flashlight.
Holly, I think it's a phantom burglar.
Sneaking past the house.
Doctor, do be careful.
What are you doing here?
What am I doing here?
Getting a lump as big as an egg. That's what I'm doing.
Sergeant Mooney.
Hello, Dennis. Look, John, what's going on around here? Did you or did you not call up and report a prowler?
Yes, I did, but it turned out to be a mistake.
A mistake, he said. What am I supposed to do with this lump on my head?
Would you like some coffee, Sergeant Mooney?
No, thanks, Mrs. Wilson.
Oh, you come inside with me, Dennis.
Be quiet.
It doesn't.
Mr. Wilson.
Who's that?
Jeepers, is that you, Mr. Wilson?
Dennis, for heaven's sake, stop flashing that light in my face and go back to bed.
Gee, I'm sorry, Mr. Wilson. I thought you were the Phantom Burglar.
I might just as well be for all the sleep I'm getting.
Is that upstairs comfortable, Mr. Wilson?
Yes, it's comfortable. I'm just afraid of sleeping in high places. Now, please go to bed.
Hey, there's one magazine I forgot to show you. It's called the Mountain Climbers Gazette.
All right. You win. I'll take one magazine from you for 6 months. If you'll promise not to bother me for the rest of the night.
Oh, boy, thanks, Mr. Wilson. Which magazine?
I don't care. You pick one out and surprise me. And now, good night for the 100th time.
Good night, Mr. Wilson. And don't you worry. I won't bother you again tonight unless I hear funny noises or you call out for help.
Is everything all right, dear?
Everything's swell, Mrs. Wilson. Except poor Mr. Wilson's having one of those sleepless nights we all go through at times. He's trying to sleep on the sofa.
What do you think you're doing?
Eloise, I have decided to go to the Mitchells.
The Mitchells?
That's right, to the Mitchells. Since Dennis insists on sleeping in my room, I'm going over and sleep in his.
John, really?
Don't try to stop me, Eloise. I'm going to get a night's sleep if it kills me.
Oh, John.
Lieutenant Wheeler speaking. Are you sure? Yeah. 627 Elm. Hey, wait a minute. Isn't that... Oh, I see. It's right next door to the Wilson house. Yeah. All right, little boy. Just don't do anything until somebody gets there. Car 68.
Car 68, come in. Wake up, Mooney. We've got a Phantom Burglar report.
Oh, not again.
Dennis, don't do that. What's this about a Phantom Burglar? Yeah, there's somebody up there, all right.
Can't be my folks either. They're both out of town.
The ammo fits. Skeleton key still in the lock.
How can you tell it's a skeleton key?
Experience, my boy. Experience. my ways. Police work.
Public nighttime nuisance number one.
Smile, John. You're on 10 in camera.
Oh, Mooney.
Wonder who that is. Hello? Oh, it's you, Eloise.
Dear, is Dennis over there?
Yes, he is. Also our friend Sergeant Mooney.
Oh, thank goodness. When I peeked in his room and found his bed empty, what's Sergeant Mooney doing over there?
Well, haven't you heard? We're having a pajama party.
Dear, may I suggest...
John, I think there's somebody downstairs.
Lock yourself in your room, Eloise. We'll be right over. Mooney, phantom burglar is at my house.
There's somebody in there, all right. I can see his light.
Let's man it.
You stay out here, Dennis.
That's right, Dennis. The man in there is no doubt a vicious criminal.
Here are my keys. Waiting for him to die of old age.
Don't rush me.
Have you got your gun?
Of course I got my gun. Wish I had the bullets for it.
By a little boy with a water gun. Oh, I should live so long.
You will. About 20 years in Alcatraz. I'll take going out, Dennis.
Are you really the phantom burglar?
No, for goodness sake. Can't you tell?
Come on along. I got my cuffs.
It figures. What kind of a police department are you running in this town? No handcuffs, children with...
Now, see here, you, whatever your name is.
My friends call me Horace.
Sergeant Mooney, you can use mine.
Little boy, haven't you caused enough trouble for one night?
Thanks, Dennis. John, I have to drive, so I'm going to handcuff this fella to you so he won't get away while I'm bringing him in.
Me? Why me?
Now, if the sergeant needs your help, dear, I'll do it, Sergeant Mooney.
Well, for heaven's sake, come on. Don't you people realize I haven't had a wink of sleep yet?
All right. Anything so we can all get back to bed.
Hey, Sergeant Mooney, I just thought of something.
Yeah, now you won't get away.
He won't, but neither will Mr. Wilson.
What are you talking about, Dennis?
I just remembered. I don't have a key for the handcuffs.
Oh, no.
Amateurs. I just knew something like this would happen.
Don't you worry, Mr. Wilson. I'll stay here and take care of your house and mine, too. Until you get out of jail, no matter how long it takes you.
Oh, for crying out loud.
Has been a Screen Gems film production.